light on, is that the right?
Oh, yeah, I'll even, yeah. There we go.
Shin Va Hey.
Yudeshin Vahe 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 Feeling the vibrations in your bodies, just resting in the middle of the body, in the middle of the senses. Weaving the senses together. Being aware of the sense of touch and hearing, seeing, smelling and tasting. Opening into the field of the body. Feeling your body's contact with the chair or the ground. Contact between your clothes and your skin and the air. Opening into the fullness of your body. Touching and being touched. Entering into hearing the sound of my voice. Hearing the other sounds inside the room and outside the room. Hearing. Let hearing combine with touching, so that we hear with the whole body, and we touch with our ears and are touched. Hearing and touching. Adding seeing. Letting seeing combine with hearing and touching, so that we see with the whole body, so we see sound. So that we hear with our eyes and touch and are touched with our eyes. Hearing, touching, seeing. Adding smelling. Smelling the moment, smelling the room, smelling yourself, smelling the world. breathing it in. Letting smelling combine with seeing, hearing, and touching. So that we smell the scene. Smell the touch of things. Smell the sound of things. Weaving together smelling, seeing, hearing, and touching. Adding the sense of taste, the most intimate sense. Tasting experience, tasting the moment, tasting the world, tasting ourselves. Letting tasting combine with the other senses, woven together. Tasting smells. Tasting the scene, tasting sounds, tasting touch. Relaxing into the field of the senses. Letting the senses come into colloquy, become confluent. Flowing into each other. The image of a sound, its smell, its touch. The sound of a taste, its texture. Its living image. Deepening into our experience of the living body. The body that is the image of the deep. Feeling our sense of sovereignty, feeling a sense of ground, of center, of alignment. Feeling the midline passing through the body. Feeling the sense of rootedness and the sense of center. Feeling boundary, feeling the edge of the physical body, feeling the boundary of the energetic body. Beyond that, feeling the shared energetic space of all of us in this room. Noticing the edge between boundary and connection. Noticing the fusion between boundary and connection. To create boundary is to connect clearly. So feeling the shared space. Physically, feeling the individual space physically, feeling individual energetic boundary and shared energetic field. then opening to the wider field beyond the group. And into this space, I'm going to invite the four archangels that seal the space, but also other connections to the deeper universe. So being centered in yourself, remaining rooted and centered and present in your own sovereignty, I invite you just to bring your attention towards the east, which is the direction which John is sitting. Place of beginnings, place of the rising sun. So to the east, I invite the Archangel Raphael, healer of God who brings the breath of the morning. Bring us new life. Arise in the east. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Seal and protect the quarter of the east. And you may sense or feel a presence of stepping into the east, an angelic form with six wings, whose wings spread around the east, above, below, and around. Turning your attention to the south, which is behind Becky. South is the place of the sun at noon, of summer, of fire. And to the south I invite the Archangel Michael, warrior of God, whose face shines like the sun at noon, high priest of heaven. Stand for us in the south. Bring fire and light. Bring warmth and compassion. Enlighten our darkness. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the south. Sense or see a figure in crimson and gold, shining like the sun, extending its wings above us, below us, around us. Turning your attention to the west, which is the direction between Andy and Roberta. This is the direction of sunset, of twilight, autumn. To the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel, herald of God, keeper of the waters of the throne. Pour the waters of life upon us. Purify us, clarify us. Renew us with your living water. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the west. Here we may see or sense a figure in silvers and greens and blues and peacock colours, shining with the sign of the shining quality of the moon, bringing the living water into the circle, irrigating our lives. We bring our attention to the north direction behind me. This is the direction of nighttime, of winter, of stillness, of the bones of things, of earth. To the north, I invite the Archangel Auriel, light of God that shines in darkness, alchemist of deep heaven. Teach us the mystery of death and transformation. Teach us the mystery of substance, of solidity, of the deep earth. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the north. In the north, you may sense a green-black figure whose quality is of depth and density. And who is deeply still. So sense or feel or see or touch or hear the four great angels standing in the quarters with their wings interlocking. Creating a sphere in which we all sit. Feel that sense of holding, that sense of containment. Wherever you turn, there is an angelic presence guarding and protecting. Holding a quality. I invite the angels to empty the sphere so that all old patterns, all unneeded energies are withdrawn and we sit in the stillness and the newness of a new day. Let the field of operation be emptied. Let us be made new. Feel the quality of the emptied sphere. Not empty of life, but empty of pattern, empty of history, empty of knowing. Rest for a moment in its stillness, in its containment. Let your awareness rest in the center of the circle, meeting each other just there, being in your place, feeling the solidity of your body, but letting your energetic intention reach out to touch the center point in the middle of the room. And then letting our attention sink downwards from the center point down to the very base of the sphere, which may be experienced as deep in the ground. Feel the interlocking quality of the angel's wings, and coming down to the lowest point of the sphere, where all four wings interlock. Feeling that lock, that interplay of the colors of dawn and breath from Raphael in the east. The crimson and gold fire of Michael in the west, the silver blues of Gabriel, the deep greens and blacks and browns of Auriel. Feeling the containment of the sphere, but sensing also beneath it the great power of the earth life, the great green creative energy of the living earth. And as we become aware of this, our attention just touches the sealed knot very gently. In response to our interest and our inquiry, the interlocked feathers move slightly apart, allowing the earth fire to arise from earth center in a pillar of light and fire into the sphere, letting ourselves be carried upwards by the pillar of fire and light that comes from the green star at the heart of the earth. Feeling the containment of the archangels, feeling the stillness of the field, and feeling the new life surging into it, the green life of the deep earth. Feeling it seeding the sphere with new life, a fountain of green, fiery life. Be one with the earth fire. Letting your attention move upwards into the top half of the sphere. Again, feeling the apex point, the point at which the four wings come together. Feeling the qualities of Raphael, of Michael, of Gabriel and Auriel, sealing the top of the sphere. And sensing beyond that, the great field of the universe, the great field of stars, galaxies, and in response to our curiosity, feathers move back just a little, allowing in the star fire, the fire of the universe, the diamond white fire of the stars, Feeling that great fire and pillar of fire descending to meet the ascending pillar of the earth fire. Flowing with it, descending with it, descending to the center point where it meets the fountain of green fiery life. Being at the point of meeting, the point of fusion. Feeling the earth fire and the star fire meeting and catalyzing, generating new life. Feeling the fire of fusion. And in that point, feeling, sensing the arising of a new sun at the center of the circle. An alchemical sun, the sun of fusion, that brings opposites together and transforms them. Be at the center of the sun, powered by the great pillar of the universe. Be held by the four archangels, and relax into the new sun at the center of the circle. Be open and woven into the textures of the new sun. Let the new sun work on you at all your levels, physical, energetic, mental, spiritual. Surrender into the new life, into the new fire. After having absorbed as much as you can, you ask the angels to seal the sphere again. and the pillar of light returns into stillness. The new sun becomes dormant. And you feel yourselves sitting in your place, surrounded by the angels, surrounded by the sphere, feeling the effect of the pillar of light and the new sun. Feel the qualities of the four great angels. Feel the holding of the sphere. Sit with the mystery of the new sun and the fusion of the star fire and the earth fire. So we thank the angels for their help. And we allow the form of the sphere just to dissolve a little. As we start to orientate outwards. Knowing that at any point we may become present in the body, invite the angels. Align with the great energies of the universe and immerse ourselves in the new sun. But for now, allowing ourselves to orientate outwards. Feeling the effects of the meditation in our body and mind. So just slowly in your own time coming outwards and then taking time to make notes of your experiences. I'll put some pastels out on paper so you can do it as a picture, not just in words. And just explore your own experience for a little while.